You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
All right, well, welcome to another episode of Steelers Today, a special post-game edition of Steelers Today. I'm your host, Eddie Provident. With me is Dale Lawley, who is coming to you from SoFi Stadium in Los Angeles. So did you get the vacation in Los Angeles, or was this strictly business this week, Dale?
It's always strictly business. I mean, that's just the way it is, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, we could talk about all kinds of things with this game. We could talk about maybe questionable play calling. We could talk about the defense, defensive struggles, with TJ Watt, Joe Hayden, and Minkah Fitzpatrick not in the lineup. But really, this game, the story is the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was as crazy a fourth quarter as I think I've maybe seen in a long, long time. The Steelers come back from 17 down to actually take the lead. And then immediately give it up, a big strike. They blew a coverage, gave up a 53-yard touchdown. And, you know, you mentioned those guys that they were missing. Well, that's what you were missing there. I'm not saying that the Chargers still don't score in that situation. I'm not saying anything of the sort. But I do know that if Joe Hayden, if Minkah Fitzpatrick are in the lineup, they probably don't blow that coverage.
No, I agree with you there. So I guess this is my question. Is it just the way this game was going? Was it just one of those games, or did something happen for the offense where they started to figure out the passing game a bit?
Well, I mean, I think the punt block certainly changed the momentum.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, that's true.
The first Chargers punt of the game. The only punt of the game for the Chargers, and it got blocked. So, you know, that was a big momentum shift. The Cam Sutton interception off the tip pass by Cam Hayward allowed them to get two really short fields, and they cashed them both in. It's you look at that, everything that happened. Even they just made so many crazy things happened in this game. That punt block was actually a re-kick because there were fouls on both teams on the kick, and so they had to do it again. And lo and behold, you know, they get a Miles Killebrew block there that kind of turned the game around for them a little bit. The Steelers were struggling defensively. They struggled defensively all night. Given the guys that they were missing, that shouldn't be a huge surprise to anybody. When you're missing, you've got five guys on defense who have been to a Pro Bowl. You're missing three of those. You've got, essentially four All-Pro players, or three All-Pro players, I'm sorry, on your defense. You're missing two of those guys. So, you needed some of those younger guys to make more plays. I thought Alex Highsmith played well. He did his TJ Watt impersonation as well as he could. Anyways, he had a couple of sacks in this game and affected the quarterback. Cam Hayward was Cam Hayward. I thought Sutton played well, but they didn't get enough of the big plays. And, Justin Herbert's a good quarterback.
He is.
You know, he beat them with his legs a couple of times. I think that's where he really missed having Watt out there. I'm not saying that if they have Watt necessarily that they win this game, But, you know, I think by my count, he ran six times in this game, Herbert, for over 90 yards. And five of those were on third downs that he converted into first downs.
A couple of 18-yard runs. Yeah,
including some really big chunk runs, a couple of 18s, 23. So, he really hurt the Steelers with his legs.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you about, like, kind of going to the Herbert thing. Is this what you expected from this defense, or was this even below the line for what they had?
It's tough to say. I knew they were going to struggle in this game. I mean, the Chargers have a lot of weapons, but they had been struggling a little bit as well. But you knew at some point they were going to snap out of the little funk that they were in. Unfortunately for the Steelers, they happened to do it in this game tonight. And, I kind of expected that. I expected Herbert to have a better game. It's on national television. And they just came up with a good plan. Early in the game, they were identifying Akello Witherspoon matched up on Mike Williams. They hurt the Steelers on a couple of throws there. Again, Herbert, beat them with his legs a little bit. And Austin Ekeler is a really good football player. He scored four touchdowns in this game.
He's an underrated football player, too. He never is mentioned in the top five running backs in the NFL. He's never mentioned with the big names, but he always is productive, man. He's always doing something for that Chargers team. I guess the last question I have for you is going to be on the offensive side of the football. We again saw the Steelers inside the 10-yard line, I believe it's 5 or 6-yard line. One run to Najee, an end around to Chase Claypool, then a couple of passes. They go for it on fourth down, which I actually liked going for it on fourth down. I just didn't like the play call. I think that if you're going to go for it there, then you should probably run the ball on third down, in my opinion.
I certainly get that. Then at least you have a couple of cracks at it. I'll be honest with you. I was sitting there in the press box, and when they motioned Najee Harris out of the backfield and Freiermuth went to the wing, this is going to be the inside toss to Freiermuth. If I knew that, obviously the Chargers did as well.
They didn't look surprised at all.
They were not. Derwin James sniffed that out perfectly. Again, the Chargers have good players.
They
played super, well. This was going to be a tough game no matter what. It's the first loss for the Steelers in over a month. Fortunately for them, they've got everything still ahead of them. Two big games coming up here in the next 2 weeks. You go to Cincinnati to play the Bengals, and then you come home and you get a chance to host the Ravens. So see how that goes.
Do you look anything into Najee only getting 12 rushes? I mean, I realize that they're down big in the second half, especially the fourth quarter.
People are going to complain about, they didn't run the ball enough. It's game script. You were down.
Yeah.
You're trailing the entire second half. You get down by 17 points. He had 9 carries in the first half.
That's a little light for my liking, but
again, they only had the ball three
times.
That's
true. That's true. That first drive was an 8-minute drive, and then the Chargers answered back with about a 6.5-minute drive. So, that's
just didn't
you're right
the
there.
Ball enough.
Yeah, yeah. Any other takeaways for you, Dale? We're trying to keep this one short, so you can get out of the stadium. Anything else you wanted to touch on, or anything else you thought noteworthy?
Just the injury stuff. Najee Harris is okay. He got banged up a little bit. I guess J.C. Hasenauer had a shoulder in this game. I'm trying to think of what else. Eric Ebron, who scored a touchdown, he has a little bit of a knee injury as well. So we'll see what they get back next week. I would expect Watt to play next week, just given on what I've seen or saw last week in practice. We'll see about Joe Hayden. Obviously, I think they'll get Minkah Fitzpatrick back as well. So, they need all those guys ready to go. And, if they can get these kind of games out of Alex Highsmith moving forward, he's played better after a slow start. They didn't have either Highsmith or Watt in that first game against the Bengals. I think that'll make a big difference against this Cincinnati team.
I agree with you. Yep. You pretty much covered everything I wanted to cover, too. So, won't hold you back any longer, man. For Dale Lawley, for DK Pittsburgh Sports, I'm Eddie Provident. This has been Steelers Today.